In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Jets.
Oh, baby.
Jets, 16. It's not Jets.
We have not.
Sorry, I
pushed the button.
Did I jump the? No, sorry,
Jets. So, how many wins?
Jets.
How many wins?
Jets.
Yeah. 9.
Yeah, 8, 9. Sure.
Not too different from what it was.
No,
they lost in San Francisco.
No, it's very tough. That's a tough spot, no doubt. It's a great team you're playing against without their maybe best player, but you know, whatever. It's a running back, and they plugged another dude in, and he went off, and go figure. I think Rodgers, the arm is still great. Like, the talent is still there. I don't think he can move. I really don't. I saw some, you know, analysis like, oh, he didn't really have to move that much last night. He'll be fine moving, like, athletically. I disagree. I think when he had to move, he looked like I described in the summer. He looked like me trying to get out of the way of a bus that's going faster than I thought when I tried to cross Amherst Street. And I think that is going to be a problem. If they can keep him clean, he'll have his days, I'm sure. There's a lot of talent in there, but I just cannot imagine them keeping him clean. And I don't think he can move like he used to. And that was a big part of his game, was moving. Not running, but moving.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say that you're wrong. I mean, he looked old. He definitely looked, but you know he's old. But then you know that and you watch him and like, okay, he looks old.
Right.
You know, footwork stuff, I was saying all summer, speaking of that, that it shouldn't get him beat, you know, like that. The little stuff should be okay for him, and that might still be right. I just think, like, the takeaway for me from week one is timing. And this is another team where nobody has ever played together, you know, just in practice. And on the first drive, or I guess it wasn't their first drive, but on the touchdown drive early, you know, he got the ball to Wilson. It wasn't seamless, you know, he had to sort of fire it. But he did a couple times successfully to Wilson, and then they scored on that drive. But it did not look like a team. And what team really did in week one, would you say this about the Bills even, that sort of looked polished? I mean, the Jets looked anything but polished. Right. The Niners looked pretty good. Like, you know, not everybody looks like they haven't practiced all year.
They looked really good. Maybe Rodgers is obviously the center of attention. The biggest takeaway from the game to me, is that now San Francisco is excellent, and they're excellent up front, and they scheme up their running game better than maybe any team in the league currently. Maybe not even maybe. Maybe definitely they do. They just manhandled that Jets defense. Right from the start, they just manhandled them. And I got, you know, Saleh, I don't know how closely you paid attention. I know Buck and Aikman aren't your favorites, to the commentary, to the broadcast. But at some point in the first half, while the Niners are just mowing down the Jets on the ground, Aikman is talking about talking to Saleh on Saturday or whatever day they sat together in their pregame meeting. And Aikman said he asked him about run defense. And Saleh, the way Aikman said it, the way I heard it, was Saleh said something pretty braggy, like, when we want to stop the run, we'll stop the run. Which, you know, I think sort of plays into, we're worried about you beating us over the top and through the air, and if you want to get your run yards, you can get them. We're not going to worry about it until we got to worry about it, and then we'll try. Then we'll stop it. I don't know how that worked out. You're the New York Jets, dude. Like, you have not won anything in ever, and you yourself haven't won anything in ever. How about just a little, like, yeah, you know, we're working on it. We'll get there. Not like, we'll do it when we want to. Like, okay, tough guy, go run the stairs again.
You want some humility?
Yeah.
From the Jets.
Just a tiny shred.
I think it's called for.
Just
a tiny shred of humility.
Who do you think you are over there? I mean, to me, the coach is already, I don't know, like he's not my bag, man. I'm not a fan.
I just wish they would start their best quarterback.
He's pulling Rodgers out of the game. I don't know how much commentary there was on this because this also coincided with me falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Tyrod Taylor trot on the field. I saw some people on social media going, "Okay, Rodgers is out. Let's run Breece Hall into the line a few more times. Like, why is Garrett Wilson still on the field? Like, if you're throwing up the white flag, throw up the white flag."
I bet Rodgers just...
I'm
going to see you later.
You know what I thought? I thought he went to Tyrod Taylor and just said, you go in.
Same thing.
I'm done. And, like, Saleh didn't even know.
Like, I could believe that.
Yeah. I was going to tweet that, but I was sleepy, and I thought, like, it's a stupid, you know, whatever. And I don't need to reach that far for that. But it was the first thought I had, was that he just walked over to Taylor and told him, you go in.
I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh have ever had a conversation.
Right.
I mean, I'm really, like, Rodgers comes on the field, here we go, week one, just runs right by him. Just nothing. So, yeah, not the best for Mr. Jet over here. Not the most auspicious opener, but I obviously didn't draft Alan Lazard once.
Right.
Should have done that at least once.
Right.
237 drafts.
All right. Well, they've got Tennessee week two, and that's a much easier assignment than going out to San Francisco on opening day.
You're
going to
pick them? -4 at Tennessee? I doubt it.
No, not going to do that. I probably will just stay away from that game entirely.
Well, finally, we've got some action here. Dare I say, for the first time in a long time, this should be interesting. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. 16, I think,
Jets.
Is the Raiders.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
You see the punt?
Yes, I saw the punt. As someone who needed a Davante Adams anytime touchdown, late in the going, because he obviously hadn't had one yet, I was paying particular attention as that game came down the stretch. If I had already gotten my Bo Nix rushing touchdown by then, I might have really lost it, but the Nix touchdown came right on the heels of the Raiders losing that game. I was paying attention to that. I was like, what are you doing?
Wimpiest punt since Rex, 2016 or 15 at Baltimore, week one. 4th and 1, plus side of the field, fourth quarter. It's like the worst example of you don't have a computer. The Raiders, somebody has been saying for years they don't have the internet.
Yeah.
And that's a punt where you don't have the internet. I said this very thing about him. I think it's a bad sign that the players wanted him. I don't want players choosing my coach. But if management can't get online, what are they going to know? How are they going to know any better? So I'm sure he's good motivator, maybe great person. What do I care? Like, I want data-driven moves that will help my team actually win games, which for the Raiders would be the first time in forever. And here I am playing the Chargers in what's supposed to be a 6-win season, and I can't go 4th-and-1. I'm the Raiders against the Chargers. I can't go 4th-and-1.
In the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter.
Losing by whatever it was, 6 or 7. Yeah, one score.
On the Charger side of the field. Like, where have I been? What does he do with his time? Just lift? Like, just get a phone. Where are you? You're the head coach of the head coach of the NFL. You're punting there in 2024? If I could put them 17th, I would.
That feels ahead. Right.
We could list it that way. I mean,
17th?
It doesn't really make any sense, but
nice
I love
little
it.
Tear break.
Yeah.
Then they'll go and beat Baltimore.
Right. Sure. They work here. I mean, they're you know, I well, whatever. We'll get there. I don't need to mention other. I agree with the Raiders. Poor Davante Adams.
Yeah. He's going to be fine. He'll have a nice post-career life. He should be okay.
He's got that Taco Bell in his house. Like, that's working out pretty well, yeah. Probably.
15.
Tennessee. Will Levis cannot play. That was bad from the start. He had one good-ish game, but it was more a lot of deep shots, not really doing anything else, yeah. And that was... How did you lose to Chicago after really maybe the worst quarterback performance of the weekend from Caleb Williams and guys like Deshaun Watson and Will Levis played? It was, I don't like the talent on their team already, and then to see Will Levis go out there and look like that, it limits what they can do real fast.
Yeah, the pick six was brutal. He had a play earlier in the game that was like, it was more into the ground, but the same sort of deal. Like, just fling it over there. Like, dude.
He looks exactly like he did at Kentucky. Nothing has changed.
Yeah. He's got some Sugar Rush Josh traits there, I think, is what we're seeing out of Levis.
But does he eat any vegetables?
Oh, he loves mayo. He's on the Hellman's Mayo. He's on the Mayo Game Day Be Delicious train. I didn't realize when we were talking about those commercials a couple weeks ago that he was doing that we're under the same umbrella. We've got a Hellman.
Did the coach really say we would have been better off punting on first down?
I did not catch that.
Okay, I only saw one tweet, and the first comment I saw to that was, "Is this real?" So I guess maybe it wasn't, but yeah. Can you imagine if he said that after the first game in
yes.
his career as a head coach?
That would have been...
We would have been better off punting first and 10.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I agree. 14.
Denver?
Yeah.
That did not go well.
He was either at... Bo Nix was either at 21 or 22 completions, 111 yards. That's not a real offense.
Nothing about that is surprising. Like, they're going to throw it short. That's why Peyton drafted him, is to do that and throw it short. But you're going to have to get something other than just catching it and falling
down.
Not
seeing the game, but I saw a lot of Denver reporters going, it should be more than two picks. This looks bad. They're pulling out Elway's stats from his first game where he threw, I think, the ball 7 times and had one completion.
Ooh, I want to look that up. I remember young Elway lining up under the guard. Remember that?
I did.
They were in Pittsburgh.
I've seen that in NFL films, yeah.
They were in Pittsburgh one game. I don't know if it was his first game. Might have been. And he lined up under the guard, behind the guard. Like, whoops.
That's so good.
84.
1 of 7. I was watching. I was in and out of that game. What am I saying? I was watching Red Zone. I think that's what I was doing. So I was in and out of the. I was in and out of every game that was going on in the 4 o'clock window because I was watching Red Zone. But I did see a screen at one point with Elway's first start, and 1 of 7 sounds like I think I saw that.
83 started 10 games. One of eight at Pittsburgh. That's the game. 1 of 8 with a pick.
Okay,
he lines up under the guard. All right.
That's a bad look.
I sweated Seattle. That was my survivor pick. And you see the Geno throw on third down on their last drive to clinch it? They're up 26-20. There's a great shot of Geno Smith on this play. Denver has just scored to cut it to 6, and Seattle's in third down. So, you know, you're nervous here.
Was this to lock it?
To lock
it. I did see it.
Across the middle.
Yeah, left to right, going towards the top of the screen.
Just beautiful, perfect throw. Yep. I'm really rooting for him. I want them to be good.
I knew there were examples of teams in a similar enough situation to what the Bills were in late that Detroit also, not surprising, trying to finish the game off. You know, they didn't, you know, they needed to get to overtime to finish it off. But, like, just aggressive, trying to get the first down. Seattle was the one. I'm glad you thought of that that play.
Elway won his NFL start. First NFL start, by the way, going 1-for-8. 1-0. That's what we care about.
What a time.
QB wins. Tell Ross. He says QB wins are not to be scoffed at. The guy's in the Hall of Fame. Not Ross yet, but John Elway.
Right.
13. Browns?
Yeah. Yeah, Browns. I mean, for whatever whatever part of this exercise is meant to be, you know, this is more of an off-season mentality, like who would you rather be moving forward type of thing. I mean, the Browns could be, they could be 18th if you wanted to put the Raiders 17th. They just are so stuck. But, you know, if they have the, I don't know, the courage, the gumption to bench him and play someone else, they were good last year with six dudes playing quarterback. None of them were above replacement level, and they got it done. So if they find their way to that in time, you know, before the season gets away from them, maybe they can, because the defense is still pretty good.
I predict a bounce back.
From Watson?
From the Browns. I think they can win games, like I think about the Jets, with modest quarterback play. And I think they'll get it. And I also like for them that four of their next five are on the road. Get out. Dallas is tough. I mean, Dallas, we're always trying to predict their demise. I don't know. In January, that's easy, but they have a lot of good players. That's not the best matchup.
They do, but on the road, I mean, think about how they came in here last year.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
They just turtled.
Well, I just think, like, it's really bad to be Deshaun Watson right now, and I don't want to listen. I don't want the home fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to get through this, I'll go to Jacksonville. Then it's the Giants, at the Raiders, at Washington, at Philadelphia. They have four of the next five on the road. I don't think they're done, but I think 13 is fair. I mean, that's an awful first week. 12.
Bengals. I don't think they're done either, but they're going to need to ditch him. I don't think he's even capable of doing what Rodgers may be able to do for the Jets. I wouldn't trust his arm. The arm is just not there.
12 Bengals.
I'm with it. They need to be punished.
New England beat them.
They are useless at times. I think this is their third straight week one loss. That includes a loss to a bad Pittsburgh team where they were blown out.
No, that was an overtime game.
That was an overtime. Then they had another one. Was it last year against Cleveland then?
Yes.
24-3, never in it. This game, too, you're going up against a Patriots team that was, for all intents and purposes, scared to play their rookie quarterback because they thought he would get killed. And you were never in control.
Yep. All right, Bengals, good. You guys agreed anyway. I didn't really need to. But
11, New England?
Yeah, they're still bad.
Sure.
This makes sense so far. 10, Steelers. Just, please.
That's football, baby. That is Pittsburgh Steeler football right there.
Did I make the Hall of Rants or whatever we're doing now? By saying just 11 times in a row? They win in Atlanta because Cousins can't move. They scored 18. No touchdowns. All right. That's the Steelers.
Justin Fields made some pretty nice throws.
He's going to start again.
What? Yeah, right, right. What? Yeah, I saw our buddy Filippone from Pittsburgh tweeting. He heard that Wilson was pouting in the light. Like, he's unhappy.
Andrew thinks Tomlin wants Fields.
Yeah. Will Wilson dress again if he's inactive? 803-0550.
Yeah, he'll wear a costume.
Right.
Who knows with that guy?
Dress up like a normal person.
Pittsburgh at Denver, week two.
Right? Revenge game for Russell. He's not going to get to play.
Yeah.
Too bad.
But are they going to be favored again? I mean, they weren't favored this game, but are they going to be favored at Denver? I should know, but I don't know.
I don't know either, but I have the schedule open, and I feel like they should tell you that they are favored by 3 points at Denver.
Are we taking them at 10?
Sure.
TJ Watt might be worth two of those points.
Yeah.
9. Chargers?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
At Carolina this week to go to 2-0, and they're definitely favored. 8.
Jets.
Jets.
Sure, okay.
They're going to start 3-1, though. They've got Tennessee, Denver,
New England. They play New England next Thursday night.
They're going to be a weird team to do this every week of kind of trying to judge their wins against lesser teams.
Yeah, it's an easy schedule. 7. Jags?
Sure. Man, why couldn't they just get that game to the garage for us?
Because they're Jacksonville.
Right. Tough.
The Jets are the Jets. The Jags are the Jags.
Yeah.
They both did well. I think they could have done worse today. And this, Jacksonville moves down from 10 to 7. What do they do? Lose? Lucky them. Fortunate. 6.
Colts.
Okay. It's nice for them, too. Also moving down 3 in the reverse AFC power rankings. I have no idea on them, on Richardson. Like, it sounds like Houston had a good game. They won by 2. Richardson had 9 completions and 28 fantasy points. 3 50-plus yard passes, one of which looked insanely hard.
Yeah, the 60-yard touchdown to Pierce was maybe my favorite play of the whole week one, maybe.
Week 2, Indianapolis at Green Bay.
With Malik Willis.
Maybe with Malik Willis. 5.
Miami.
Yep.
Who is the 5th team left? Bills, Dolphins, Ravens, Chiefs, and who'd we forget?
Houston.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Houston. Okay. Bills.
No, I'll go Miami.
Okay. Miami favored Thursday night with all the history. 4. Bills.
I'm good with the Bills here.
3. Baltimore.
I'm still going to say Houston.
Wait for the injury report. We can't tell you why Lamar Jackson is not here. Maybe he's just sick again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yesterday he wasn't there. I have not seen an update on that today.
There won't be one today unless it comes from...
Oh, right.
Garofalo did give a... Mike Garofalo, Ben from Network, he gave a quick one that it was more leaning towards just soreness, but Harbaugh played that really weird. So I don't know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What about that?
Not going to tell you because he doesn't have to.
Right.
Baltimore here, though, for me.
2. Texans.
Yeah, sure.
1 Chiefs. All right. I like this list. I think it makes sense. Generous maybe in a couple spots, but just it feels like I could have studied this and done the order like sort of bottom to top, and it could have come out the same way, you know? Like, I think the teams at the top belong there, you know, the bad ones. That's what reverse means.
Right.
And there's no doubt at the bottom. You know, you could scramble 2 through 5, I guess. But Raiders, man. Get a computer, buddy.
Yeah.
Or else good luck, on CBS pregame in 2 years.
Ah, he won't go right to CBS. He'll be like on like FS1 cable for first. A little while or something. Yeah.
Do people still say cable? He'll be on the deep end with me and Adam Krautwurst.
He's going to have to do something else. Yeah.
Come on. Love the players. Love you. We've had these guys, you know, good for you. But if you're going to go punting in spots like that, you're not long for that job. You're just because you're going to lose, not because the owner even knows the difference. Most owners don't.
Mark Davis definitely doesn't.
Mark Davis does not know that you're allowed to go on fourth down.
Guy walking around with that haircut doesn't know anything about going for it.
He thinks you have. He thinks you're forced to punt, like announcers talk.
Right. Just like he's forced to walk around with that head.
I just think you're in trouble if you're not going to figure out some math here soon. Raiders, not on the Bills' schedule this year.
Until the playoffs.
Until the playoffs. Hey, they almost made it last year. You never know. Some seven seed is going to be terrible. One of these teams that we hate is going to be in the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah, that'll happen. Did you catch Rodgers last night? I hope we see these guys again.
I did not. That's so good, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Did Kyler Murray say that Sunday?
Sounds good, buddy.
Did Kyler Murray say anything of the sort? I hope we play him again.
Just get on the plane. Or really your own plane that you probably travel in exclusively or whatever. Just whatever. Just
go home.
Just go home. There you go. Right.
Next, Trista Crick. Octagon. We'll talk about week one and then week two from the betting world. Get her thoughts on the Bills win and the matchup Thursday night with Miami. Sal Capaccio at 4 with the latest from the Bills today. And Ross Tucker, who of course had the call, one of the many announcers in the CBS booth for Bills Cardinals on Sunday. Always a pleasure to chat with Ross. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
What do you think is going to happen right now, boys? You know. What's Aaron going to do?
Look, I mean, you can't abandon the run, Adam, because you don't want to get us throwing it every single time against this pass rush.
Right.
Oh, no.
See, maybe you should get rid of me. I don't want to be here. I'm going. That was terrible, fellas.
That's all we get?
For some. Well, yeah, I shouldn't be here, man. This was a mistake for you guys and for the Jets.
Adam Sandler on the Manning cast last night. I did not get there.
I didn't either. I heard some good reviews, except there was an annoying lag, I guess. Like I never noticed that last year when I dipped in, but they were having trouble being synced up, I think, with the live action.
Can't have that.
Yeah. No, can't have that.
Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR just before, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Joining us now on the West Her Hotline to recap week one and perhaps peek ahead to week two and talk, of course, about our fantasy teams is Trista Crick, formerly of BetMGM, now with Octagon and, I don't know, building decks. She's a...
siding garages.
She's doing it all.
Busy, yes.
She's doing it all out there, Trista. Although I'm confusing her with my texts about fantasy because I'll send one and she's not sure if that means like the team. She and I did a team like you and I did.
Right.
What are you really telling me? What place are we in? Did we win? You know, questions like this. So we've got progress to make in that department.
Bulldog, Shope's the kind of guy that will call his or text his wife like, man, we had such a great dinner. And she's like, we did? Like, me and you? Or like, I made dinner reservations for us. And she'll be like, oh, for you and me? And he's like, no, for me and my other girlfriend. That's like the kind of guy that Shope is. He's like, we went 6-2 in the fantasy pros, blah, 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 blah. And I go, I look at the standings, and I'm like, no, we didn't. We lost. And he's like, oh, I'm like, are you talking about me and you and our team? Or are you talking about you? And he's like, I'm talking about me. I said, why do you keep telling us about we? Why do you keep me and confusing me? Then the one that was really a killer, we're going to air out about the survivor pool. So Soap is in a big dog, big money survivor league. And then he's also got some money in the smaller little dog league that I am trying to get into. But I'm in Oregon right now where, for whatever reason, I can't join the little dog league, so I give my money to Shope. And he texted me yesterday. I don't know if it was, yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah. And he goes, I have some bad news. Our team, I switched our pick from Seattle to Cincinnati. And I said, what? We don't have a little dog team. I gave you money for me, and I chose Seattle. I don't know what you did with your little dog team.
Uh-oh.
But, like, I have Seattle. I don't know what's going on. We figured it out. And I said, we have three teams, right? You're out in one, you're in one, and I'm in one. And he's like, yes. So we got to stop with that.
That's a pretty interesting comparison you made to dinner texts.
Right.
But, it's true enough that I am a little bit loose with the we versus my versus
our boy's
you.
He's got a little too much going on, Trista. What you needed to do was funnel this stuff through me, because I have nothing going on, and I would be able to keep it straight for you.
That's what I initially asked for. I initially asked for your phone number.
But why didn't? Well, you need his phone number. What year is this? Like, why didn't you just DM him?
Well, that's how we communicate, is through DMs.
Why wouldn't you just done that in the first place?
We've ever exchanged phone numbers.
It was kind of urgent. It was Thursday of the Thursday night football. I didn't know whether we had to get all of our picks in by Thursday. And then he was like, "Well, I can do it. It's not a problem. I'm in Let League 2." And you know how Shope is. You know he's. He's not only like a free bird, but he's also the kind of guy who's, you don't want to mess up the relationship. Who knows what kind of survivor possessive he'll be? So I initially called for your number, and then he was like, "Well, I can do it, but I have to walk my dog first, and then I've got to do this and that."
Jeez, wow!
I didn't know if I was even going to get the pick in. Honestly, I was unsure. The whole thing, I was unsure the whole way. But next year, if I'm in Oregon. I'll go through you.
What is Oregon's problem?
I don't know. They don't use Splash or whatever. Splash is not even available in Chicago. I made like three or four calls.
How can that be right? It's Joe Ostrowski's pool. He's in Chicago.
I know.
That
was the part that I couldn't understand.
That doesn't add up. I don't know what's going on. Well,
I did run my pool, and then that got changed. The whole thing is a cluster.
Yeah. I get a text from him. Last night, I don't know what time I saw it, right before kickoff, like 8:15, somewhere in there. And it's the, I don't know, what's the...
The grimace emoji.
The grimace emoji, like, is that what that's called?
Gritted teeth.
Gritted teeth, right. And that's it. And I look at it for a few minutes, and of course, the first thing I think is something... Work really like did we do something at work that we weren't
are we fired?
Literally, that's the first thought I had, was something work related. That took about 10 seconds to get out of my brain, and I had just seen the McCaffrey news myself right like 2 minutes before that. I'm like, this McCaffrey. So I text back McCaffrey.
Didn't you take Cincinnati?
I did. No, I had San Francisco.
Oh, no, you had San Francisco.
And that's why because I texted him back when I realized it's McCaffrey, and I said, "Do you have a lot of them?" And he said, "No, I was more thinking about your survivor pick," which I didn't even think of when I saw the news.
Running back.
I was just like, whatever. San Francisco's better than the Jets. They're going to beat the Jets. I'm not that worried about McCaffrey not being there.
Look, you were right. I did not like that pick.
We tried to tell you they were frauds.
I know.
We tried to tell you this team is all hype, all cotton candy. That line isn't fortified. Aaron Rodgers doesn't look good in the pocket, doesn't look good out of the pocket. So he's cooked right now.
I'm not ready to capitulate on that. Like, that's a...
You still think the Jets are going to be good?
I do. I still think it's a playoff team. Yes.
All right.
Should I bet that if I think that? Like, did I just get a good price?
Now might be a good time to do that. I don't know.
I mean, they who wins in San Francisco?
Yeah, it's a tough spot, Trista, to be fair. Like, I'm with
Baltimore
you on the
did.
Jets. Like, I do not. I just think the whole thing is just going to collapse here. I don't trust the coach. Rodgers is like he's like a universe unto himself over there. The coordinator, like all of it, I just feel like it's flimsy. And the defense couldn't even show up at all. I mean, and the coach is over there telling Troy Aikman, "Oh, we'll stop the run when we want to." Like, shut up. You just got murdered. I mean, he didn't say that after the game. I mean, he said that before the game, but I think there's a lot.
They must have not wanted to.
Right.
In that game.
Right. They didn't care.
They couldn't do it.
They let Jordan Mason run all over them. If you're the top five, top three defense in the league, like you say you're about to be, you don't let some nobody. And we all like Jordan Mason. We were all on him for fantasy purposes, backup, CMC, whatever. But you don't let some nobody come in and put over 100 yards on your ass. Like, you cannot allow that, no matter where you're at. No matter if you're on Mars, you're at their crib. Where at your, it does not matter.
Oregon.
You can allow 32 points. Yeah, Oregon, like on the tennis pickleball court, who knows? Can't allow it. We just cannot have that. So, I'm a little concerned if I'm a Jets fan that it's just going to be the same old same old.
Well, the schedule really lightens up. I mean, they're in Tennessee this week. They've got the Raiders coming up. Like they're in good shape that way, I think. So they could get a few wins here.
They could. I do want to just piggyback off of what you said, Bulldog. It does feel a little bit like it's Aaron Rodgers and all his sycophants. That's it. It's just him. It's like the emperor with no clothes. All the coaches around him just kowtow to Aaron. And so the team comes and goes with what Aaron does.
Somebody made a comment last night, one of the announcers, about how the one thing you know is that Rodgers is going to work to elevate the young players. Has there ever been an NFL player where you thought that was less likely? Like the two turnovers in the first half, his face is, ugh, you again. You know, just
right.
Like, do you ever see him talking to anybody other than just sort of sitting there yelling? I can't believe that comment.
What, right.
Maybe it's a reputation that's not quite fair. I don't know, but
that's a crazy reputation to put on the air. That's just not at all, even in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is the king of the scoff and the eye roll and the hands up in the air. Like, what the F did you do? He would just ice you out. It was him. It's him and, like, Tom Brady. Remember, Tom Brady just went on that Fanatics fest. He did, like, a panel with the Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
And they asked, like, Stephen A. asked him, like, hey, would you elevate and bring along a young receiver? He's like, no, I will not. Like, if they're not good, I'm going to tell the coach. I told Bill, you might as well not even put him in. It's going to be 10 versus 11. I'm not throwing him the ball.
Dan Marino is the all-time king of this.
Right.
Like, I don't know that he never helped young players, but Trista, I don't know. I think you're probably too young. But Marino, every incomplete pass, you know, the camera cuts to Marino. It's like, ay, ay, ay.
Hands up in the air, gesturing.
Just, that, I mean, that kind you're supposed of stuff. To go this way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's like that as an interview guest. I interviewed Dan Marino twice in two different Super Bowl radio rows, and it was unusable content.
Really?
Usable content, yeah. Wow. He showed up, wouldn't give any information. It was right after Adam Gase got fired. I'm asking him about that, and all he wanted to tell me is he had bottle service at Caesars. And I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. You got
to
go.
Like, Dan Marino needs to tell anyone he's got bottle service at Caesars. You're Dan Marino!
Oh, so
he
bad.
Gave me the wink in the, he gave me the wink and the gun, and I was like, we cannot use this.
Oh, wow.
Lord.
My least favorite player ever. Right. Trista Crick on the Western Hotline. What do you think of Bills Dolphins? Bills a slight underdog.
I feel that that's only because of the Miami home field advantage. I think, you know, as we saw, and I've been neutral to Bills will figure it out energy all off season, leaning to, like, we'll see because of the wide receiver situation. But, like, it's very clear that Josh Allen is going to be Superman. If what we saw week one is any indication, he's willing this team to win games. And Miami should have probably lost week one as well as the Bengals did, right? They didn't look good pretty much until the very end. They had to get a squeak win. That was a squeak win, like 2 seconds left on the clock. Excuse me, Emma. Do not,
Emma Crick.
Not bark at that person. Yeah, Emma just barking at random strangers. I mean, that was a squeak win if I've ever seen one. So Miami's got their own issues to work out as well, divisional rivalry game. I think I would make that a pick. I could see that thing going either way. It depends on how hot it is in Miami and whether they put you guys in the sun again.
And I know, well, it's not. It's at night, so I think we'll be okay. The sun will be down for most of the game. So I don't think it could be hot and humid.
80s and humid, though.
Yeah, but still, at least you don't have the sun beating down on them. 2 years ago, the Bills lost down there, Tristan, in a game they outgained the Dolphins by 200 yards or more. And just they baked. Guys were leaving, getting IVs, all that kind of stuff.
And then Miami chose, they chose the lighter jerseys, didn't they? They wore their white so that you guys had to wear the blues or something. I remember
that. Yeah, they always do that.
Jersey combination.
Yeah. They always do that early in the season.
Well, I know. We just talked about McCaffrey being out and me not being shook by that leading into last night's Jets-Niners game. The Dolphins have got some running back injuries here. A-Chan and Mostert both missed practice yesterday. And I don't know, with the short week, I mean, that could be losing two guys there could be impactful.
Yeah, and me and Shope actually took some backups, some Miami running back backups in our fantasy league. I think we have Jeff Wilson and the other young kid.
Jalen Wright.
His name is Jalen Wright, yeah.
Look at us.
But yeah, I think A-10 will be fine. He looked really good, at least like in the receiving game. But you're right. I think Miami's offense is very boomer bust. And without the running game being fully healthy, that could be something that, you know, the Bills can tee off on. And Tua was under pressure against the Jags as well, which I felt like there were some moments where he looked like he was under duress, which, you know, against the Jags, who are not one of the better defenses, especially in the middle of the field, I think the Bills should be able to have similar success. So I would not be surprised if this thing could get out of hand.
You and I, Trista, have Wilson and Achan, but not Wright on that team. And we sit unfortunate 10th out of 12 through 1 week. Bulldog and I and Adam Krautwurst, our team is fourth. So you guys could have a side bet or something. I don't know. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? All right. Trista, any questions for us that you haven't asked already?
Who's gonna be the number one receiver for the Bills this year? If you were to put all your money on the leading Bills receiver, including tight ends, who would it be?
I would still say Kincaid, even though he only had one catch on, I think one target in the game. He was on the field constantly, and I would expect that to get moving at some point here. So I'm still going to say him. I'm tempted to say Shakir because I've loved that idea all along, but I'll say Kincaid.
It's still plus money, this question, right? Like nobody's really a favorite. And I would stick up for Coleman here. Coleman had the best first week of anybody, and clearly they made him a priority in that game.
And he was on the field a lot too. Yeah, just behind Kincaid in snap percentage.
I just have still never gotten quite to they're going to use Kincaid like right. And if they do down the field, that's still not most catches necessarily. It's more just sort of chunk plays. So, yeah, really tough. They're going to try to get through this year without having anybody like sort of obvious in that department. That's what it looks like. Thank you, Trista.
I'm very disappointed in James Cook for my fantasy team. I was hoping he would do more. So we'll have to stop the vulturing from Josh Allen.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
Good luck with Emma. And we'll talk next week.
Talk next week. Talk soon.
Thank you. Trista Crick, formerly BetMGM, now with Octagon and a bunch of other stuff. And she's going to be on with us every Tuesday throughout the season again, which, I mean, come on. What a great guest. Sal Capaccio coming up at 4, and then Ross Tucker at 5 today. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR. Great day. Thanks for listening. Beautiful out. Yesterday at this time, we had that, or just about this time, that thunderstorm warning. And Bulldog's all like, it's not a warning. It's actually thunderstorms right now as you're talking. So it's past warning phase. It's actually happening.
At least for us. Yeah, right.
Today, it's been confirmed that Grand Island had a tornado during that. A mile from where I live, just down West River.
Wow.
So just read it at WBEN.
Damage?
Trees and limbs.
Okay.
Not quite severe enough to do more damage than that. Well, I got home, and I mean, I knew there had been a storm, but stuff had blown all over the place in my driveway and like garbage cans and that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, wow, it's pretty bad here. And a mile away. Like, I'm not even sure it is a mile. I think it's less.
Yeah.
It's definitely less.
Yeah, it's not that big.
No, right. The island is only a mile wide anyway, so it had to be right within a mile of where I live because the island is very small. There's one house. There's 7 trees. Now it's 6 after that tornado.
Yeah.
There's one house.
Tough one.
Yeah, it's not a mile from that West River and 3rd Avenue, I guess it is. Is like I walk there all the time.
Well, I'm glad nothing worse than some trees got damaged.
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of not nice to the trees.
No, definitely not, but still better than a house.
You should give the trees more.
Roof ripped off.
Be more sensitive.
I'm very sensitive to trees. I lost a tree this spring,
yes.
And I'm still like it's completely changed. I try not to think about it too much. Like I hate pulling up to my house right now.
Where's the tree?
Where's the tree? Trees gone.
Also, where are the kids?
Right. Where's everything?
Where is everything I sort of am used to here? This is very disconcerting. No tree, no kids. Come on. Sal Capaccio coming up next. Ross Tucker as well today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.